always great to catch up with our friends at the Carmel Newman Society, especially Kelly Solomon, and she gives us our Newman Guide News every Tuesday. Kelly, I hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. I wanted to start, I know we have some ideas that we're going to discuss, but I was thinking about this, and it must have been the Holy Spirit because I'm not smart enough. I was thinking about all the families who have young people. Of course, they're wrapping up the school year, getting into, you know, the summer months, and many young people will be going off to colleges, and I know that your resources are so fantastic. But what would you say, because, you know, before you know it, even if they don't have kids going into college, have already picked their colleges and are starting, if you have kids in high school, maybe freshman or sophomore, before you know it, it's going to be time to start looking. So what do you recommend for parents? When should they start looking at colleges, do you think?
Yes, you know, families are starting earlier and earlier to navigate the college search, and the Cardinal Newman Society is here to help. Teresa, I'm so glad you help us get the word out about the Newman Guide, the faithful Catholic colleges, and now schools and graduate programs that we recommend. And families, it's a great time to use your summer well and explore the faithful Catholic colleges we recommend in the Newman Guide. And if you don't have plans for your high school student to visit one of the Newman Guide colleges this summer, perhaps you can start making plans for next summer. There are, Teresa, as we discussed on another segment, there are those great summer programs for high school students to attend a week or even longer at a Newman Guide college during the summertime. And they're just really amazing ways for students to experience what the academics is all about, what the Catholic community is like, what the spiritual life is like, and to create some great friendships and see what their college experience could be like at one of these faithful Catholic colleges. And I hear from so many families where maybe their student wasn't sure if they wanted to go to a Newman Guide college. And after a week at one during this summer, they are convinced that this is where they're going to grow in friendship and virtue, have a really great time, but doing wholesome activities, and it sets them on their path for their future at a Newman Guide college.
So are you okay to start looking? I mean, would you recommend freshman year in high school, sophomore? What's a good age, do you think?
Yes, I think most families I talk with start around their sophomore year, so that way they can attend a summer program at one of the Newman Guide colleges in that summer between their sophomore and junior year. But if families are a little further on, it's not too late to attend a summer program after your junior year, and even some do it after their senior year as well. But I'd say start looking at your sophomore year and really map out the next couple years and which Newman Guide colleges you're interested in, where you can go and attend a summer program. You know, students have unique interests of, you know, maybe there's a particular major or a particular spiritual life offering or a particular activity, right? So go on the Newman Guide, and we have all of that information available to find, you know, what's going to be a good fit for you as a student. You know, all of the Newman Guide colleges we recommend for their strong Catholic identity, but they have very different charisms, approaches to education, campus cultures, right? That's why we point out things like what their percentage of Catholic faculty and students are, whether or not they have single-sex dorms and what their opposite-sex visitation dorms is like, you know, how many theology and philosophy classes are required as a part of the core curriculum. You know, so these are some of the things we highlight in the Newman Guide. We have our gold and silver star system to highlight some of the areas that are the most important on the college campuses. And I just can't recommend enough spending a week at one of them and getting a taste of what this Newman Guide education is all about. You know, as college enrollment is going down, Newman Guide college enrollment has grown 22% in the last 10 years. Catholic families are increasingly drawn to these amazing faithful Catholic colleges that are preparing students for their careers, but also for the rest of their lives in terms of their worldview, the friendships they make, the virtues they've formed and strengthened during their college years.
It's so important, and I wish we would have had this when I was in college. Of course, that was a long time ago, but, you know, I had my, I know I was kind of weird because I was a type A, still am, I know it's a shocker, not to you, but type A personality. When I was like, I've known since I was a child, when I tell my testimony when I was 8 or 9 years old that I was going to go into communications and broadcasting. So by the time I was in the eighth grade, I had my college picked out, Central Michigan University, because it's still a top journalism school. And I actually, what that allowed me to do, even though I wasn't guided by faith, and maybe I was because God was directing me into communications in a very deep way. But it allowed me to do a lot of research on my own. So by the time I graduated from high school, I already had orientations lined up. My parents came up. So even way back then, and we're talking, Kelly, I graduated high school in 1977, so we're talking ancient, right? But even back then, with the limited amount of research, and I had talked to counselors, getting that heads up on a jump, I knew what I was getting into in terms of what was available to me study-wise. Now, I also knew there was a Catholic church on campus. Not that that was all of that much of an interest to me back then, but with your point of, you know, doubling that up, most importantly, starting with the Catholic faith and then saying, okay, does this school have what I'm interested in terms of the topics? I mean, it's so important to get a jump on that.
And I love, Teresa, how you've talked about how your teachers at your Catholic elementary schools noticed the qualities in you and the talents and skills that you had from a young age and helped direct you on that path. And I think that's a beautiful aspect of Catholic education. The best Catholic teachers are doing that. They're helping students identify their strengths and their talents. And that's, you know, so often what God is then calling you to use in your future career. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a really beautiful way that your Catholic teachers were able to impact your life. And I think at, you know, our Newman Guide K-12 schools, that the teachers see their work as a vocation. And part of that vocation is helping students see their strengths and direct them on their path forward. Because a lot of times you need someone else to point out what your strengths are and then look for opportunities to continue building on those strengths.
Right. With my Catholic education, grade school, my Catholic teachers, both the sisters, the religious and teachers, said I had a future in communications. I think they just wanted to shut me up and get rid of me, part of the reason. But overall, they recognized that I did have
later.
Exactly. Save your talking for later. A gift for gab. Another really important topic that is in this whole mixture in terms of discussion with young people, especially this time of year. There was a really cool article that you wanted to highlight that was in the Wall Street Journal. And I know you've written on this. The Newman Guide folks have written on this before, but that's AI in Catholic education. This was actually an article that was in the Wall Street Journal, correct?
That's right. So one of the leaders from Thomas Aquinas College, which is recommended in the Newman Guide, wrote an article, How to Stop Students from Cheating with AI, that was published in the Wall Street Journal. And this, coupled with another piece we have on our Cardinal Newman Society website called There's No AI Shortcut to Education, I think are two great pieces for Catholic families to check out and be aware of, you know, what's happening with AI today and really what are the goals for education for their children.
Yeah, really, really important. We only have about 30 seconds left before the break, but let's talk a little bit. Where can people still find the article in the Wall Street Journal and also the article that you wrote, or that the Newman Guide wrote on this?
Yes. So on our website, cardinalnewmansociety.org, search for AI and it'll pop up. There's No AI Shortcut to Education. It's written by Dan Guernsey, our senior fellow here at the Cardinal Newman Society. He also directs the Catholic Educational Leadership Graduate Program at Ave Maria University, preparing future Catholic school principals and leaders. And it's a great graduate program we actually recommend in the Newman Guide as well.
Yeah, awesome. Of course, on Tuesdays, we speak with Kelly Solomon, and we have our Newman Guide News every week. We talk about a number of different topics. Today, we're talking about a few things in terms of this article regarding AI that's really helpful. Also talking about getting your kids to investigate colleges sooner than later. And we come back, we'll continue our conversation on AI, but also take a look at what the Holy Father said shortly after he began his pontificate on the importance of education, speaking with the Christian Brothers of De La Salle, made some interesting comments. It is a Tuesday morning. We're glad you're here. You're listening to Catholic Connection on EWTN's Radio Extra. Shortly after Pope Leo became the Pope, of course, he was a bishop, he was a priest. It's so interesting that we have an American Pope. And anyway, he met with the Christian Brothers of St. John Baptist de La Salle and said, and I love this, this ties into, of course, our Newman Guide News, your altar is the classroom, commending the educational efforts of the Christian Brothers and encouraging them to continue inspiring joyful and fruitful paths of holiness. He said, I hope that vocations to the Salian religious consecration may grow, that they may be encouraged and promoted within your schools and beyond, and that in synergy with all the other formative components, they may continue to inspire joyful and fruitful paths of holiness among the young who attend them. Pope Leo XIV gave this encouragement to Christian brothers in receiving them in the Vatican on Thursday, and that would have been over a week ago. Now, frequently referring to as Christian brothers, the brothers are named, of course, after their founder, St. John Baptist de la Salle, who founded the mission to provide a human and Christian education to the young, especially the poor. The brothers, lay religious men dedicated exclusively to education, are known for their global educational efforts. After three centuries, Pope Leo XIV noted in his remarks, "It is wonderful to see," he said, "how your presence continues to carry the freshness of a rich and far-reaching educational reality through which still today and in various parts of the world you devote yourselves to the formation of young people with enthusiasm, fidelity, and a spirit of sacrifice." And he also talked about, Kelly, and you and I were discussing this in the break, he was talking about the importance of what they're doing, because so many young people, as you know this in your work, feel isolated. Even though they're so well connected social media-wise or technology-wise, they still feel like there's a disconnect there.
Yes. Yes, they express this isolation. There's this rise in superficiality, individualism, emotional instability. The Pope also referenced relativism as a challenge facing young people today, and not enough listening and dialogue leading to loneliness. Mm-hmm. Certainly, these we see here at the Cardinal Newman Society as great challenges, but also a reason to get to work in Catholic education, because we have the church, we have the fullness of truth in the church and the great news of the gospel to lead students to, I love how the Pope said, inspire joyful and fruitful paths of holiness. And I think that's really what Catholic education is all about, is about the church's mission of evangelization and sanctification. And so I love that the Pope was able to give these words to these leaders in Catholic education. I think his words are really applicable for every Catholic teacher in Catholic schools today, to be inspired in their work, that they have this much bigger mission, that Catholic education is so different than our secular counterparts, that we right. do more. We form the integral formation of the whole person, and that's why the teacher witness of both their teaching and their example is so important in Catholic education.
What does this do for your mission at the Cardinal Newman Society to have the Pope address this issue of education so quickly? I mean, literally yes. right after becoming the 267th Pope. What does this say to you in terms of his efforts to really reach out?
Yes, it's so encouraging, and it's so encouraging to be drawn back to the roots of what Catholic Edge is all about, this inspiring path of holiness. And, you know, we have here at the Cardinal Newman Society, we have gathered what the church has put out on what is expected of Catholic teachers, released from the popes, from Vatican documents. We put it together in a book called Called to Teach, about mm-hmm. the magisterial guidance for Catholic teachers. And so we love keeping on top of what the Pope is saying about Catholic education, what new documents are being put out on Catholic education, and putting those into bite-sized nuggets that then can be shared with our network of Catholic school principals and superintendents and teachers all over the country, so that they can be guided in their work and also given practical tools to be able to live out their faith and integrally form students from that Catholic worldview, no matter what subject they're teaching.
Yeah. I think it's so impressive in terms of the way he really nailed it. What are the challenges facing young people? Talking, as we always do every Tuesday, with Kelly Solomon with our Newman Guide News, of course, with the Cardinal Newman Society. He says, I'm going to go on in terms of what some of the quotes, because they're so good. He talked about transforming serious challenges, highlighting several specific difficulties he observed. Think of the isolation caused by widespread relational models increasingly marked by superficiality, individualism, and emotional instability, of the spread of thought patterns, and you mentioned this earlier, Kelly, weakened by relativism, of the dominance of lifestyles and rhythms in which there is not enough space for listening, reflection, and dialogue in school, in the family, and sometimes even among peers, with the resulting loneliness. He points out not just in the family, but in the school and among peers. I think bringing all those things together is really important.
Yes, yes. And I think it ties right into the challenges with AI and smartphones, of why aren't peers having these, you know, relationships and conversations. I mean, I know, certainly I mentioned this before, Teresa, driving around my neighborhood on school pickup time, right? Every student heading off to these schools is on their devices and they're not engaging in the conversation. And so certainly, and as we saw coming out of COVID as well, the rates of isolation and depression just rising so much among young people, that's where Catholic education can, I think, fill this huge gap of that it is human-to-human interaction. It is giving them a true education that's really looking out for the whole person and trying to have joy and bonding experiences and inspiration and the caring and wise teacher, right, guiding students on their path.
So getting back to what we started talking about in the first segment at the bottom of the hour, how do you think this relates to what families and what young people should look for as they're thinking about college and going off to college, maybe in the fall, but also families who may be taking some of their kids to places this summer to inspect?
Sure. So I think they need to look for really getting a true education. You know, in that Wall Street Journal article, John Goyette from Thomas Aquinas College pointed out how 89% of college students have used ChatGPT to do an assignment, and 50% of college students have used AI to write essays that they turned in. So where are students going to go and get an education that is actually forming their mind and is also incorporating morality and virtue, right, into academic work? And I think they'll find it at a Newman Guide College where the faith is incorporated into all subjects, where you can find a wholesome Catholic community, where you have frequent access to the sacraments and a strong spiritual life on campus, right? That these are offering something different than what many of our institutions of higher learning have just become, you know, job training, solely job training without forming the mind, forming the intellect. And, you know, of course, the irony here, too, is that so many of these job training type solely focused on that is now going to be replaced by AI, right? And so Catholic education has the competitive advantage of being able to form the whole person, give them the people skills, the high-level critical thinking skills to be able to adopt to the future where AI is going to replace a lot of these jobs.
If you can't do a report on your own, I mean, you really are going to be lost. I mean, because sooner or later, you're going to have to deal with reality. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, real reality.
Right. Yes. You know, our Dan Guernsey here at Cardinal Newman Society, he wrote in his paper, There's No AI Shortcut to Education. He talks about how AI can be a shortcut, seeming like a shortcut, both for students and for teachers, right? You know, homework is burdensome, it's useless, so I'll just use this AI shortcut. But it's really, I like how he says this, he says it's a short circuit, it's not a shortcut. It's a short circuit because then you're not, students' complete human development is not happening. This is not authentic learning and human development, you know, and so giving students that complete human formation is actually going to be their competitive advantage. And, you know, from the Catholic identity perspective, that morality and virtue are so essential to education because we are forming the whole person. And so you're really cheating yourself out of your education, even if you're using AI for something like, you know, putting together a good study guide. You're taking that learning process out of it. And cheating yourself out of that opportunity and that opportunity to grow in virtue and do what you're supposed to do and complete the assignment ethically, right?
It's so incredible in terms of what people miss. And you know, I just got back from a shortened version of a pilgrimage with my friend Steve Ray, and I was talking to one of our listeners that was on the trip, and she's from South Africa. And she says, not too far out of her window, if you look out her window on any given day, because she lives, I guess, very close to nature, you can see giraffes, you can see these amazing animals. And she's trying to get her kids off of, you know, kind of like wean them off all this technology. And she says, look out your window instead of looking down at your laptop or your whatever screen, you know, with your playing, and look out the window, look at the beauty. And they're like, eh. And, you know, thinking of seeing a giraffe like that up close and personal to me and to you, I'm sure, would be something like so amazing. But think about that. Think about what she has in her backyard. And she's a good Catholic mom trying to work with her kids, and she's having a challenge.
Yeah. I mean, we'd have our faces glued to that window, watching that giraffe, right? And seeing what he's doing all day. But it is a learned skill to have that freedom to be interested in the world, to be interested in timeless literature, history, the arts. And that's what Catholic education can really help parents in cultivating, that love of learning, that love of seeking out wisdom and discussing and bringing that conversation into, you know, a place of prominence within Catholic families.
And I think listening, to listen, as the Pope said, I was sharing a story, I think it was this morning when I was doing an interview on a friend of mine's radio show, and I was talking about how I never get tired of learning. As many times as I've been to various places in Italy and around the world, when we did our tour of Assisi with our pilgrimage leader, Steve Ray, we had a guide that we never had before, and he gave us a totally different perspective and told us a story about a young knight who was friends with Francis, and his father had sent him out to Francis down in the field to get him to come back because everybody thought he was insane when he wanted to start his Franciscan order. And within 3 days, the knight, instead of bringing him back, ended up joining the order. And he showed us the house where this young friend of Francis lived. And had I not been listening and paying attention, I wouldn't have heard that story. But we should never get tired of learning. And that's why what you do is so important, Kelly.
Well, the wonder of God's creation. There's this endless to learn, and what a beautiful world God has given us. And I'm so glad you didn't miss that in Assisi. That my one memory of Assisi I'll never forget, and I just really look forward to getting back there again someday and diving deeper into the history there.
You talk about an education, just learning about, you know, St. Francis and what he did. It's never ending. All right, my dear. Well, great discussion. Thank you always for your great ideas. What can we look forward to next week with the Newman Guide News?
There is always something, Teresa, and I have too many topics to list, but thank you so much for having me on and keeping Catholic education and Newman Guide News at the forefront of families' minds to, you know, really be discerning and to learn the latest of what's happening in Catholic education and know the strong Catholic difference.
Yeah, I know, because the list you gave me was quite long. We only got through two. I think there were like five items. But hey, I think we did pretty well today. Great discussion.
We have a great new Cardinal Newman Study podcast interview with a student who went to a Catholic college where unfortunately she had a terrible experience. But I think it's really eye-opening for parents to hear about that and to know what to look for. So maybe that could be next week, Teresa.
Ooh, maybe you could share a clip of that with us, because that would be great for parents to hear that, the importance of what you do and why. Thanks, my dear. Have a great week and weekend, and we'll talk to you, God willing, a week from today. Kelly Solomon with us for our Newman Guide News. We'll be right back to let you know what's coming up on a Wednesday already edition of Catholic Connection. Stay tuned.